Grey's Anatomy.
That was so good. I'm so pleased.
You all wanted some music in the intro. You've got it. You got it now.
There it is. That's what we've been hiding all this time, is that intro music. It's a bonus episode.
Bonus.
Someone else is here. Kristen's here too, so
hi,
hopefully
everyone.
You liked her in episode 6.
I'm back. I was peeking through the windows long enough, they let me in.
We let you back in.
So the three of us are here, and we decided that...
Whole30's over. So drinking some wine.
Ooh. The gang is back together, and by the gang, I mean...
Wine and Brie.
It goes and well together.
It was a joyous reunion.
It was. That will also be seen on Instagram, or maybe you've already seen it, but videoed it up. So what are we doing today?
Today we're going to do, we had a little idea. So season one, is coming to a close.
It's closed.
It's done. And so we decided that we would like to give our listeners one last
treat,
a little hurrah.
What have you.
Yeah. And so we decided it would be fun to do some cold reads of some scenes from the episodes. Some of our favorite scenes.
Just interesting scenes.
Memorable.
Whatever, you know, all that
so
good stuff.
So we've number generated randomly who we are going to be in each scene. And we're just probably going to get straight into it. Don't really care about people's days. It's the weekend.
Brie has wine.
I'm fine. I don't really need to talk anything out anymore.
Wait, for some reason, Kristen's voice is so much louder.
Kristen, be quiet.
Kristen, say hello again.
Hello.
Like, look at that's Kristen.
Kristen, calm down.
Sorry.
I know we invited you here.
I'll just move it closer, Jeff.
Yeah.
I'll sit over
here. No, I think
here.
It's the way the microphone is. It's not you.
Sorry.
It's the microphone.
God.
It's not you. So, yeah. So, we're going to go through some.
My boyfriend told me.
Wait, what?
Because that's what my last boyfriend told me. It's not me. It's not me. It's you.
It's you. It's you.
She's going to cry. Okay, so should we just start?
I think we should just get into it.
Okay, so we're going to go through by episode, kind of, and choose some faves. I feel like you have it on your phone, right, Kristen?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Let me
maybe
pull
I'll pull it up on my phone, too, and then you can look at this one. Behind the scenes. Oh, are you good seeing that?
Yeah.
Sorry for all the noises, guys. This is a thing.
Clickety-clack-clack.
Let me open mine really fast. Oh, my God.
That was typing.
Sorry, we malfunctioned.
How excited are you for your wine?
It's so good.
And it's good wine.
I don't know why I ever gave this up. I'm never giving it up again. Why would God give us wine if he didn't want us to drink it?
I don't know,
it?
But isn't it a thing that, like, you drink a glass of wine and it's, like, equivalent to working out for an
hour?
Yeah,
I read that article
because
as well.
Because science. And I believe it. And I work out for an hour every day. And if you can't see, which you can't, I'm doing air quotes.
I work out. I'm going to work out 4 times a day now.
I think it only applies to one.
Nope.
Okay. So the first scene is an iconic scene. Should we like explain it before we? Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
This is the first scene of the whole
thing. The whole doodad.
Now Brie is louder.
Sorry, I'm just getting excited.
I'm trying to just.
What's that Diet Coke app?
It's like there's no good way. It's like we need to invest in another microphone.
We'll do that for season 2.
Okay.
If you want a Venmo Abby for a microphone.
Yeah.
Feel free.
I feel like, can they steal my money from Venmo?
No.
If you just search your name, it'll come up.
Just Venmo me, guys.
Me too.
Yeah.
That was Brie.
Okay. If the sound is off, I don't really give a shit. So.
What is that Diet Coke app?
Oh, it makes pictures smaller.
Cool.
Like Diet Coke makes me smaller.
Cool.
It doesn't. Okay, so we're going to do scene 1, and I will be playing the role of Mary. I sound so echoey. I'm sorry, you guys can't hear it, but this is driving me nuts. Talk again.
Hello.
Okay, this is good. We'll just turn it. Okay, so I will be playing the role of Meredith.
I will be playing the role of Derek.
And I will be playing the role of narrator.
All right, so should we just...
Let's just get
so actually,
it.
In this, you're man.
Excuse me, I'm man.
Because we don't know he's Derek yet. This
is
the first scene of the show.
Okay, hold on. Let me get this ready.
And the narrator will set this up, set the scene for us.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ready.
Meredith wakes up on the couch and pulls a blanket off a naked man on the floor, wrapping it around herself. She hits him with a pillow and he grunts, waking up.
I want you to grunt.
This is...
He lifts up her bra.
Oh, excuse me.
What? Oh.
This is...
humiliating on so many levels. You have to go.
Sitting up.
Why don't you just come back down here and we'll pick up where we left off?
No, seriously, you have to go. I'm late, which isn't what you want to be on your first day of work, so...
So, you actually live here?
No.
Oh.
Yes, kind of.
Dressing.
Oh, it's nice. Little dusty. Odd, but it's nice. So, how do you kind of live here?
I moved 2 weeks ago from Boston. It was my mother's house. I'm selling it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For what?
You said was.
Oh, my mother's not dead. She's... You know what? We don't have to do the thing.
Oh, we can do anything you want.
No, the thing. Exchange details. Pretend we care. Look, I'm going to go upstairs and take a shower, okay? And when I get back down here, you won't be here. So, goodbye.
Derek.
Derek. Right. Meredith.
They shake hands.
Meredith.
Yeah.
He comes closer. She backs away.
Mm-hmm.
Nice meeting you.
Bye, Derek.
Smiling and fleeing for the stairs. I was going to say smizing. Smiling and smizing. Cut to Meredith leaving the house. Derek is presumably gone. Panning shots over the city as Meredith tries to work. Meredith enters a room filled with other interns as a doctor talks.
I feel like...
Nice work, guys.
That was, like, going to be so much easier to be Derek because he's so charming in that scene.
I was so charming.
Like, you know, because he's like... Oh, it's nice. A little dusty. But nice. I'm not Meredith.
Well, let's see. Do you want to... Maybe let's do one more round at it. I'll be Meredith.
I just want to say that I had a revelation that, like, Meredith's voice is so, like, cutesy, sexy. Like, I just woke up. And mine sounds like Hermione Granger. Because I'm like...
I prefer to be a male actor. An actor.
Well, so you did play...
Should we
do it one more time?
You did play a man in The Music Man.
Fuck you. I'm still going to therapy over that. Do you want to be Derek in this scene?
No.
No?
I've just come to terms with that. I'm just not... I have a sexy one-night stand voice.
Okay. Well, I guess we're moving on then. Scene one, close.
Kristen,
that was a good first cold
read. Do you think that we did okay for that?
I think we did great.
Do you have any director's notes?
I know, I was going to say.
Yeah, director's
notes. No, I think it was...
You could critique us harshly.
But not too harshly.
Because I'm about to move to LA to try to become...
Don't be savage.
If I could show you an emoji, it'd be that 100 emoji.
Thank you.
And the fire.
Yeah. And also, yeah.
I think it was great. I think, though, it's... also super interesting because, like, this is a lot harder to, like, portray what...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a lot harder than just talking about an episode.
Wow.
And bitching about it.
Yeah.
So.
They have talent.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we figured it out.
This is a great scene. This is from the second episode.
Okay.
The penis episode.
The penis.
And this is when they're in surgery and they kind of realize, wait, I have a question about
this. No, this is the first episode still.
No, this is not the first episode. No, this is the penis one. And this is when they, like, realize that she bit it. Oh, because it's in her. Sorry. She swallowed the penis. That's what we'll learn.
They're doing surgery.
I'm the girl. Yeah. I was thinking it was the guy. And I was like,
she swallowed or it was just in her mouth?
It was in her mouth. She didn't swallow it.
It was just in her mouth.
But wait till we read it. Okay. So we'll just read it. So I, Abby, will be playing Derek. Yes.
I, Brie, will be the narrator and also Burke.
And I, Kristen, will be Meredith.
The Meredith.
Okay, perfect.
All right, let's get rolling here.
So I was just saying, set the scene, we're in surgery.
And action.
Allison. Her name is Allison.
Allison.
I think I may have found the cause of our rupture. Pulls out a piece of flesh. What is this? Does anyone know what this is? He isn't testing.
Oh my god.
What? Spit it out, Gray.
She bit it off.
Bit off what?
Other people echo him.
That's his penis.
Shocked groans.
She bit off his penis.
Burke can't get it into the tray fast enough.
Opening sequence.
That was a good one. I wish we had some clapping, like, background noise we could play.
That was the best, though, when Burke, like, literally was like, bleh.
Yeah.
Also, what did he think it was? It was like a sausage-like thing in the mouth. Like, she just was biting on a hot dog?
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
That That's what she's
during saying. Speaking of, hot dogs sound really good.
They do sound really good. Whole 30.
I wasn't really in that scene.
You did a great job.
I was so excited to play Garrett.
You deserve an Emmy.
There was one line.
You deserve an Emmy.
Allison.
I think at the end we should say who would be nominated.
Points.
Yeah.
Points.
Oh, we should be pointing
it. Forgot all about points.
Okay, so first, Kirsten, first scene, who got the point? It's okay if you say me.
I'll keep track in my thing.
Yeah, I think Brie gets a point.
Thank you.
Just
fuck you guys.
Just she was just into it.
Okay, so points.
Also,
so Brie,
it's the first glass of wine from Whole 30, so she's feeling lovely.
Lit.
Yeah.
She's lit.
I am lit.
Okay, so the next scene. I think this one speaks for itself. When the narrator reads the part, it kind of describes it.
Yeah.
I don't even want to
set
the scene.
Okay, so I'm narrator.
Yep. Oh, there's lots of parts.
Oh, and Christina.
Yeah, this gets a little confusing.
So
I am Bailey and Weber.
And I'm Meredith and Burke. Just know there's a lot of doctors.
There's a lot going on in this
A lot
one.
Of doctoring.
Who's the narrator? Oh,
me.
You are. Okay.
Okay, ready?
Are we ready?
Ready, Freddy, action. A man is staggering out of his car, his clothes soaked in blood, mainly around his crotch.
Ooh.
He collapses. In seconds, there are doctors and nurses checking him in. Cut to Meredith calling security and then pulling the man's bed with other hospital staff.
Right. So what do we do?
So, sorry.
Okay, let's start.
I knew this would happen.
I didn't feel good about my Bailey anymore. Anyway, so.
I didn't know who I was.
Should I just start all over?
No, just start with the Bailey.
Okay. All right. Sorry, everyone.
You're good. You have one part.
Okay, go for it.
Right. So what do?
Sew him up minus a large part of the family jewels.
And his outlook?
He'll be urinating out of a bag for a very, very long time.
Not to mention he'll never be able to have sex again.
Oh, too bad.
Shame.
Let's all take a moment to grieve.
Clamp! Cut to Weber coming out of an OR.
Richard.
We got the rapist. He stumbled right into the hospital.
Yes, I heard.
Ooh, that would have been good! That would have been good!
Yes!
It's okay, I messed up too.
Oh.
No one knows.
Okay,
good.
Who got the point for that one?
Who's dishing out the points?
I mean,
Kristen always?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I give myself a point? I'm going to give myself a point every time. No.
You can also give multiple people points if you feel like.
I think we should take turns giving points.
Okay.
Okay.
So why don't you go?
I will give out points. Again, my role was quite minimal. I would like to dish out a point to Brie.
Thank you.
So Brie has 2 fucking points.
Thank you. Acting was always my calling. So.
Honestly, you're really good.
You did do that in high school, didn't you?
I did.
You know
she
what I did in
lead,
high school?
What?
Costume. And what did you do in high school?
I did the
acting.
Plays.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I was
she
a
was,
fucking
She was Zuzu or whatever.
No, my best role was Noises Off.
Or the
yeah.
three... Well, you were a munchkin, weren't you?
I was.
We both were. I was Nellie Forbush in South Pacific. I was the lead.
Well,
I made your clothes.
Thank you.
No, you were out of high school by then. Did you come back?
No.
I was a senior.
This is when the choir team took over
the
whole play. Still.
Wow.
Salty about it.
Yeah, I was going to say. Some baggage there.
Okay.
Okay, next scene. I am the narrator.
I think we should each take a turn with this one because it's short and it's just Kristen.
Okay, fair. So I'll be the narrator first and Kristen.
Oh,
no.
This is your big moment.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
And my phone just turned off. Hold on.
This is like the one.
And we're taking a point away from
it. No, I'm ready. I'm ready.
You are at -1. This is the first, this is from the same episode, from episode 2, just so everyone knows.
All right. Okay. So, cut to Derek entering the rapist's room. He whacks the end of the bed to wake him up.
I have good news and bad news. The good news is Dr. Bailey stopped your bleeding. The bad news is we're giving your penis to the cops. Have a nice life.
He leaves and the rapist realizes he's cuffed to the bed.
Oh, that was good.
I was trying to be really hostile.
You were. You got it down. You did. Okay, Abby, do you want to?
Yeah, I'll just go.
Okay.
Do you want to narrate again?
Cut to Derek entering the rapist's room. He whacks the end of the bed to wake him up.
I have good news and I have bad news. The good news is Dr. Bailey stopped your bleeding. The bad news is we're giving your penis to the cops. Have a nice life.
He leaves and the rapist realizes he's cuffed to the bed. That was really good.
I tried to add that, like, because he's kind of joyful at first.
Yeah.
Okay, your turn. I'll be the narrator.
Okay.
All right. I still love this scene so much.
Yeah.
Cue to Derek entering the rapist's room. He whacks the end of the bed to wake him up.
I have good news and bad news. The good news is Dr. Bailey stopped your bleeding. The bad news is we're giving your penis to the cops. Have a nice life.
He leaves and the rapist realizes cuffed to the bed. I feel like we all go into a little bit of iced tea.
Oh, yeah. Like very SVU at the end. Yeah. So good. Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. I think we each had a different take on it.
Yeah.
I say we all get a point.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
3 points.
Yeah. Goddamn rapist.
Goddamn. We still have 3 points. Abby, what?
You're going to get the Emmy. And by Emmy, I mean a bottle of wine.
Perfect.
Okay.
So this is a Meredith and Derek scene.
This is in episode 3.
This is after Viper and Meredith, like, make out in the surgery room. It's kind of a long one.
Yeah.
And I am Derek.
I am Meredith.
So channel your dark and twisty.
I'm the Meredith.
But also, like, young and hot.
Yeah, like, real. Okay. That was very Valley Girl.
And I'm, like, really dreamy.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
As Derek enters.
What do you want?
You make out with patients now.
What, are you jealous?
I don't get jealous.
We had sex once.
And we kissed in an elevator.
And we kissed in an elevator once.
No, seriously. I mean, come on. Go out with me.
No.
You know, I almost died today. Yeah, I came like this close. How would you feel if I died and you didn't get a chance to go out with me?
Get over yourself already.
Come on.
It's the chase, isn't it?
What?
The thrill of the chase. I've been wondering to myself, why are you so hell-bent on getting me to go out with you? You know you're my boss. You know it's against the rules. You know I keep saying no. It's the chase.
Well, it's fun, isn't it?
You see? This is a game to you, but not to me. Because unlike you, I still have something to prove.
Leaves.
Mic drop. You did so good.
Boom! Oh, sorry. I almost dropped the computer.
That was great.
You channeled her like, see, you have the cutesy quality.
Thank you. I felt really good about that one. I felt like that was the Emmy winner right there.
Are there tears in your eyes?
A little bit.
I feel like you could go to LA and be an actress.
Thank you.
Legit.
Why
honest.
Are you doing this? I'm really jealous. It's always been my secret dream.
Oh, I'll teach you what I know.
Seriously, the part that you got it was when you said the thrill of the chase, pause. You're like, I've been wondering to myself. It was so good.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I love the last part. That was like so Meredith.
It was very natural.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We all know Bree's getting another fucking point.
God.
I think Kristen gets half points for narrating.
Leaves. I literally said like 2 words.
I'll give her a point.
I'll give yourself a point.
All right. No, it's fine. Okay.
Oh, this next one is Abby and Kristen. Yay. I'll vote on this one.
We haven't talked yet about, but how Abby and Bree have matching outfits totally unintentionally.
Yeah.
Sorry, totally irrelevant.
We'll take a photo of that.
Yeah,
it is really creepy.
I'm just looking at you guys. They both have like crop top, black shirts.
Raindrops, drop tops.
And super flowy pants.
Yep.
Yep.
That's what
and
I wear.
It's just magical.
It's so comfortable.
Okay.
Anyways.
So this is a different episode. This is like the episode when Izzy's modeling thing all comes to fruition.
Yes. Okay.
And I am Christina.
And I am Izzy.
You have a really long line. Are you prepared for it?
I was about to say that I am Kristen.
I am Kristen. Okay. Channel my Christina.
Sassy.
I know.
Yeah.
Coach me.
You got to get sassy. You got to get a little like robotic.
Okay.
And action.
You are 8 feet tall. Your boobs are perfect. Your hair is down to there. If I were you, I'd walk around naked all the time. I wouldn't have a job. I wouldn't have skills. I wouldn't even know how to read. I'd just be naked.
It's makeup. It's retouching.
You get that we hate you, right?
And see. That was good, guys. That was really good.
It's hard to be Christina.
It's hard to be Christina.
But yeah, it's like she's kind of like doesn't care, but it's snippy and snappy at the same time.
So I know this is like, Kristen, you really didn't get much to like show who you
were.
Yeah,
she did good. She
but you did great, but I'm going to give it to Abby because I think she did a really good Christina.
I thought that was going a different way. No, I'm kidding. No, it's fine. You did very well, Abby.
I just feel like, honestly, okay, like, guys, if we're being real, if I'm being cast in the show, I'm Izzy. Not because of my body. That part doesn't apply. But, like, that's
you
the character.
That
that's the character I play.
Yeah.
Always.
So
the dumb blonde.
Well, you're not dumb.
I don't think Izzy's a dumb
blonde. I know I'm not dumb. But, like, in plays, that's, I literally, remember, I was like, egads.
Yeah.
Egads.
But that's, like, I feel like, quite honestly, with, like, stage plays, I feel like sometimes... Well, at least the ones in high school, there are not a lot of women characters that are very deep. And so, like, because I was the same character, like, Nelly Forba, she was like, oh, like, little country girl didn't.
Watch this.
Yeah, you know, there wasn't, like, a lot of depth to her. Although, in fall, we did The Man Who Came to Dinner, and I was a secretary, and I got to do a scene where I yelled at my boss, and I got to scream, and, like, that was really great. But... I'm, like, you saying, I'm always Izzy. I just feel like there are not a lot of deep roles for women.
What about when you were the Mrs. Fidgins or what?
Oh, Mrs. Fezziwig in A Christmas Carol. I had one line.
Fezziwig.
And the line was, and the roast beast. It was like.
Also, I was in that play as a drunk maid.
That would be so much
That would be way more fun.
I was, like, in a tunnel. Like, we were drinking moonshine.
Yeah, that's way cooler.
And there's a picture of me, like, chugging it. And it's my future. At the time, I did not drink.
It's
and
my
I was very
future. Yeah.
Abby sits in tunnels.
Moonshine.
You are great.
Thank you. Oh, I'm going to nail this one. Okay, this next scene, I'm George.
I am Izzy.
And I am Christina.
Or Kristen. You choose.
This is like, this is before the party that Izzy's throwing at Meredith's house.
Yeah.
Should we go into it? There's really no narrator.
No. Yep. Ready? Right.
Action.
I wish I could hold a heart.
A monkey could hold a heart.
You're just mad Burke didn't ask you.
George, I need more ice and chips.
Who else did you invite?
Izzy, we said the list was Jack's only. Surgery, trauma, plastics. Who else?
Just some people from Pete's.
You invited the preschoolers to Meredith's house. The next thing you'll say is you invited the shrinks.
Izzy looks away.
She invited the mental defects. This party's DOA.
Dude, Kristen, you crushed Christina.
I love that.
Yeah.
Guys, I feel so good.
And I could tell you were being Izzy because you were talking different than you normally do.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You did a great George.
What did George say? Oh, 4 or 5 words.
Great, that was great.
This is an ultimate scene, this next one. The penultimate.
Ooh, I am so excited.
The penis is-
I am like, okay. So this next scene is where Meredith shows up at her house and there's a big party going on. Mm. And Abby is playing Meredith. And I'm so excited to see how you present this first line.
Oh, I'm Meredith?
Yeah, I am so excited for this scene.
This first line? Now I'm
nervous.
No pressure,
no
pressure.
George.
I think the only
reason
I'm excited for this is because I have distinctly in my head, I know how Meredith says this.
The first line?
Yeah, of this scene that we're about to do.
Shit, I don't remember how she says it. You're going to hate me.
Well, we'll...
Oh.
Yeah.
So, we'll do it, and then she can...
Yeah, and then if we need to redo it, we can. We haven't really redone any of them, so...
Okay,
I am Christina. Oh, God.
Yeah, you have, like, one line at the end. It's really good.
Oh, God.
Who are you?
And what?
Who are you?
I'm Meredith.
And I'm George and the narrator.
And if... Do you want me to... How about Bree is the narrator until...
Mm-mm.
Oh, no, you can't.
Because I'm Christina.
Yeah, okay. All right. All right, ready?
Yep.
Where is Izzy?
She didn't clear it with you?
This was supposed to be a meet the boyfriend get together little thing.
Izzy has a lot of friends. They move through the crowd and continue fighting.
Izzy doesn't know this many people.
I told her to clear it with you.
I can't handle this.
You want me to kick everyone out? I'm going to kick everyone out. They turn to see Christina drunk and dancing.
Baby, you made it! Woo!
Screw it. Hold this.
She gives George the lamp.
And give me this.
She takes the bottle of tequila from George. She goes over to Christina and joins in the dancing and drinking.
Hi, baby! George, come here!
He shakes his head. Meredith and Christina yell at him to join them. He does. He stands between them. Meredith hands him the bottle. He takes a long drink and starts dancing between Meredith and Christina.
That was our best scene. Dude, everyone did such a good job. That was
Abby, you did it. You did exactly what I wanted you to do.
I liked your drunk Christina.
You did such a good George.
You made it. Also, I'm pretty sure we blew out the microphone.
Yeah,
I'm listening to it in this, and it goes like.
I know I got really loud, but you have to be really loud when you're drunk.
Yeah.
So maybe we need to add a warning in the beginning of like turn the volume down.
Because in my car I have it loud.
Yeah. Where does that?
I had to. I knew it was going to be really loud, but
no,
I had
perfect.
To.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
I'm sorry.
Don't it's great.
I think, dude, but honestly, Kristen, you're Georgia. That part where you said, you want me to kick everyone out? I'm going to kick everyone out.
Like, you're in love with me, but
really good.
And you'll do anything for me.
But I'm seriously, I think I want to give Abby a point for Meredith. That was really.
This is the second time I thought.
No, I'll give both of you points. No, both points.
You coached it. We all
I'm
had
just
a point
kidding.
On that
I'm
one.
Just kidding.
But you coached me beforehand. I was going to say, where is Izzy? Mm. You would have murdered me.
I wouldn't have murdered you, but my wine is so much less than your wine's.
You're really down.
I know.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. You're not tired.
No.
Okay. Just keep drinking.
So
okay.
Is this the same episode? No, this is episode 6.
Excuse me. So this is about the big tumor, and this is... Okay, this is a great scene. This is when George tries to flirt with Meredith. Meredith. This is, like, one of my favorite scenes, and this is, like, all of the interns together at lunch... being themselves. So
this is a good one.
I, Abby, will be playing Alex, McDouche, and Izzy.
Bree will be playing Meredith.
And Kristen will be playing Christina and George.
All right. Let's get into it.
Alex and Izzy. Those are two very different.
I know.
Yeah.
I was gonna say,
yeah, you gotta like
Okay. That's great. You got it.
This will like
will
really work
our,
your skills.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you're capable
okay.
of.
Okay. All right, are we ready?
And ready, set, action.
Is it true you could just scrub in on that tumor?
Don't sit here.
You could just scrub in? How psyched are you?
On a scale of 1 to ecstatic, ecstatic.
It's unbelievable. You know what I think? I think Burke wants to get in your scrubs.
Why are you sitting here?
He kicked me off that surgery for the same crap you pull every day.
You know what? If I stuck this fork into his thigh, would I get in trouble?
Not if you make it look like an accident.
Hey!
Hi. Thank God, man. I'm drowning in estrogen here.
To Meredith.
You look... Is everything okay?
Shepard's a jackass.
Really? I think he's kind of great.
He reamed her out in front of Bailey.
Why?
Because he's a jackass.
Oh.
Throws his tray.
Well, bad days are bad. Maybe tonight, if you know, you drink alcohol. I mean, we could all of us. I mean, we go out and drink alcohol because of the bad day.
Pager bees. I gotta go.
Dude.
Shut up.
Christina and Alex laugh at George. Billy pats his shoulder.
Wait, one. I think that was so good. I think we should all take turns. Actually, I really like playing Izzy. Like, I could be Izzy. I feel so comfortable
yeah.
in her role.
Should we redo this one?
I want to hear you do the George line. Just the George
okay.
line.
Okay. Well, I need, like, a lead in. I can't just, like, do the George line.
Maybe start at
okay,
Shepherd's
so,
a Jackass.
Yeah. Okay, so.
So you're going to say it. I'll say it.
Okay.
Because he's a jackass. Oh, that part. Sorry,
yeah,
sorry.
Shepherd's a jackass.
I'll be Meredith. You be Izzy, Kristen.
Well, how about I be Meredith since you like Izzy?
Oh, okay.
And then who's Christina?
You.
I can be Christina and Meredith.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Shepherd's a jackass.
Really? I think he's kind of great.
He reamed her out in front of Bailey.
Why?
Because he's a jackass.
Oh.
Throws
well,
his tray.
Well, bad days are bad. Maybe tonight, if you know, if you drink alcohol, I mean, we could, all of us, I mean, go out and drink alcohol because of the bad day.
That's so good.
It is kind of fun to read that.
Yeah.
Do you want to do it?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. I'll do Meredith and Christina, and you can do
Izzy.
I'll
do Izzy.
Okay.
Shepherd's a jackass.
Really? I think he's kind of great.
He reamed her out in front of Bailey.
Why?
Because he's a jackass.
Oh.
Throws his tray.
Well, bad days are bad. Maybe tonight, if you drink alcohol, I mean, we could, all of us, I mean, go out and drink alcohol because of the bad day.
See,
so
it's kind of fun.
It is fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. That's what I think, like, how are we already at the last?
Oh. I know.
Oh, the hidden scene. Okay, so I want to say, though, also, I think that's because, like, George's character is, like, over the top. Like, annoying and dumb. So I think it's, like, fun to play a character that, like...
Is over the top of
that sucks.
Or just over the top anyway.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
McDreamy is over the top dreamy. And,
yeah.
you know... Okay, Brie.
Well, are you going to explain what's going on before?
So, I don't... This is a medical diagnosis.
And we have a Google Doc with all these scenes, like, color-coordinated. And Abby picked one for Brie that she did not get to look at.
but on the Google Doc made the font white, so where you can't even see it right now.
I don't know what
so
it's going
to
say.
So when I said go, I'm going to highlight it, and you just have to
I'll
go.
Just close my eyes.
Okay.
Perfect.
And then...
Wait, yeah, let me turn it a color. Close your eyes.
Take
my
maybe
dog.
Take sorry, I had to cough in the mic.
Okay. Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Set, go.
It's... It's called Rasputin encephalitis. What it amounts to is that this side of her brain
points to screen.
This part's all healthy, working perfectly. This black part of the brain, this all of that is dead or dying. The condition has gotten radically worse since her CT scans 3 months ago. Left untreated, the disease is gonna kill her.
I don't know why that was so bad.
I feel like, I don't understand what's wrong with her still. Even though
half her brain is dead.
Oh, Rasmussen's encephalitis. Because I thought it said Rasputin. Rasputin encephalitis.
Rasmussen's encephalitis.
What was that word you were really struggling? You said it like three times in one
cardiovascular?
Episode. Cardiovascular?
Yes. Yeah, I...
Say it.
No, it's...
No, cardiothoracic. But I
because
said
of
it wrong.
The C's. Because it's C's, C-I-C,
right.
Like... I want to say cardiothoracic.
Yeah.
Cardiothoracic. It's so hard.
Those tricky C's, sometimes they sound like us.
Thank you, teacher.
Kindergarten teacher right there. Are we really on our last scene?
Yeah, but this is good. It's a bonus episode. It's not as long as a full episode.
Take what you can get.
I mean,
get.
We can
and maybe
talk
we
afterwards.
And maybe we, like, there might be one scene we want to redo.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is honestly, I think when this one we saw it live, we like laughed a lot.
Yeah.
And then we looked it up and found out that it's actually what they
it's
say.
A real thing.
Right, so.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
So this is, okay, this is like leading up to this episode. George, they keep saying like he needs to like be confident or something, right? Like there's something.
Yeah.
With, like,
well, he clearly laughs.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And this is with Olivia, the cute little redhead nurse that is in the episode. So.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, he's doing his intubation for the first time.
Yeah.
Actually does it. Okay.
Well, does it correctly. Yeah.
So I am Olivia, the nurse.
And I am George, the intern.
Yeah. And Kristen will be narrating the last line.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see cords. Tube. Hurry. Check for breath sounds.
Clear and equal. CO2 detector. Mellow yellow. Smooth moves, doctor.
Kicked ass.
Olivia and George smile and laugh, obviously sharing a moment.
Which we just did.
Yeah. Wait, so the detector, CO2 detector,
that's,
mellow yellow?
You say that because it turns yellow when something.
When, like, you get it in, like, when you're doing,
he's
like,
getting
it, put it in the esophagus.
There's many things that Grey's Anatomy has taught me, but one of the most is, like, that intubating someone is, like, one of the most challenging things. Like,
oh, yeah.
Right? They
yeah.
all, and then, isn't it, like, at some point, I don't know if it's in this episode or not, he does it, but he does it through the esophagus.
That's in this
yeah,
episode.
This is this episode. No, he does it through the, oh yeah, not the, sorry, not the trachea, the esophagus.
Abby just like gave me like a look up and down.
Abby, inappropriate.
What?
Do not. Did she just undress you with her eyes?
I don't know.
Abby all just
right. got down. You know, do you have liquid
yeah.
in your mouth?
Yeah.
No, there was like a fuzz. Like that was a bug.
Oh, then I pulled my pants up. So I was like,
because Abby is sexually harassing Kristen with her eyes right now.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I think in reality that scene is way longer though. Because he's like.
Right, because he's struggling to get.
He's like, okay,
yeah.
I see cords and then tube and then.
Also, I have to imagine your throat is like sore after you're intubated.
Oh, I imagine,
especially like
well,
when
I mean,
he fucks it up and he's like digging
I,
around
you
down
have,
there.
You have if you have surgery. I've had surgery. They intubate you because you can't breathe.
Risk you.
Oh yeah, good point.
It's not, God, no. No.
Very different.
They, that's true. And so
true.
I've had surgery.
Yeah,
and, like,
I
you
have
do have a sore throat afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Do they always put you on oxygen when you're out?
Yeah, because
how
you can't breathe on your own.
You're not just sleeping?
No, you're not just sleeping. They, like,
have
kill you
ever had surgery?
Yeah. What,
like,
but,
gone under to have
yes.
surgery. No, you're good.
Bree just grabbed my boobs because I had those surgical.
Surgically removed.
Yeah, that, but yeah, I was out for that. It was a couple hours
yeah.
long. So
yeah,
I was
so
intubated.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you're too concerned with the pain you feel about the other part afterwards.
Yeah. I had a colonoscopy once. And
how was that?
Did you cold clean?
Probably not.
I woke up. This is a funny story, actually, about this. I woke up and they were like, I kept trying to get out of the bed but I was like still kind of sedated because I had to go to the bathroom. And they were like, no, lay back down. And they were like, trying to get me to drink something. So they were like, would you like water or Sprite? And I like wouldn't respond. And they're like, would you like water or Sprite? And I was like, yes. They were like, no, but which one, water or Sprite? And I just kept going, yes, and smiling at my parents. So I think they gave me Sprite.
Yeah.
And I got wheeled on in a wheelchair. It was great.
Perfect.
I love surgery stories. I, when I got out of my, like, breast reduction, was laying in, I wanted to just say that so people didn't think I, like,
yeah, Abby has boobs. Yeah.
I was laying in a bed, and I remember knowing what time my surgery was, like at 8:30 in the morning, and the clock in front of, like, because they wheel you into recovery, which is just like an area with a bunch of other people are like half drugged up. And I looked at the clock, and it said like 8:30 still. And I remember, like, I started crying to the nurse, and I was like, "You couldn't do it, could you?" Because I thought no time had passed, and I was like, "It didn't work."
Was it a 12-hour surgery?
She was like, "Oh," she's like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "It's still." And she's like, she goes, she's like, "Oh, that clock's broken." She's like, "It's 12 in the afternoon or whatever." And I was like, "Oh, yay!" Yeah.
I have a great when I had appendicitis. They gave me Dilaudid, and well, first they gave me morphine, and I was like, this isn't doing anything. And so they were like, okay, we'll give you some Dilaudid. And then I felt great.
The good shit.
Yeah. And then, so they were wheeling me. They're like, we need to go get like a CT scan because they didn't know what was the matter with me. And as they were like rolling me through the hospital in a bed, I was super high. I was like, this should be my job, to like the nurse pushing me. And he was like, what? I was like, being rolled around in a bed all day. And that is what I feel like life should be, is being rolled around in a bed all day.
I remember that part, like rolling to surgery.
Yeah, yeah, they give you like the Twilight stuff and you're like super weirded out.
Yeah, when I was rolling to mine, the nurse that was pushing me was pregnant, and I just kept being like, you shouldn't be doing this. And I was like, someone else should have to push me. And I was like, are you okay?
Yeah.
How old were you?
Meanwhile, she's probably like, you dick, you're just getting plastic surgery. Get out of here.
How old were you when you had surgery?
When I had my appendicitis, I was 22.
Oh, that's my worst fear. Sometimes I get pains.
You know,
like,
what was terrible was when I went there, I went with my boyfriend at the time and my roommate, Annie. She was the one who finally was like, dude, we're taking you to the ER. Like, it sounds like you have appendicitis. So we get there, and the first doctor I saw, I think he was definitely not like an attending. He was in the ER, and he was a jerk. And I was like, I really need something for the pain. And he was very rude to me, and he wouldn't give me anything for the pain. Like, I think he assumed I was, well, I think he assumed I was in there because because it was with young people, like, that I just wanted pain meds. Mm-hmm. And then finally I got a different doctor.
You saw Alex Karev.
Yeah. I got a different doctor, and they finally gave me morphine and then Dilaudid. And then they're like, oh, your appendix is going to burst. I'm like, yeah, I wasn't lying to you,
right,
assholes.
Have you had surgery?
I have, but not,
you had
I was really little. Yeah. Well, I've had two surgeries. I had eye surgery on my eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
Because
both
I,
of them or just one?
No, just one, I guess.
Just one.
That's like a question for my mom. I honestly don't know. I kind of want to say my left eye, but I don't know.
Was it
maybe
a full-on lazy
eye? Maybe
I just
want to be like
eye?
Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Oh.
Yeah, one of my muscles was way too long, and so they tried to correct it by doing a patch.
Yeah.
And I can vividly remember my mom cutting out, because it, like, the patches you would like adhere to your skin, the stickiness would make my skin like break out. Like I reacted to it. So my mom would cut out like wrapping paper, like Barbie wrapping paper or whatever, and stick it into my glasses and make me promise not to look out the side. Cause that's the whole thing. You can't, like, they don't want you because they want your other eye to like strengthen, and you switch the patch back and forth. So no joke. There are school pictures with me having like an eye patch.
Aww.
No, it's horrible. I like, oh, it's horrible.
It's
but,
so cute.
Yeah. And it didn't work.
Your
so
eyes
had
great
to do.
You have beautiful eyes.
Note to self.
Yeah. They
Instagram
had to do
a photo of Kristen in her eye patch.
They had to do surgery to fix it. And I remember like, I couldn't see. I remember waking up and like trying to open my eyes, but it was just completely blurry. Like, could not see for a few days. I was in first grade. So yeah, that was that. And then I had to have surgery on my foot when I was in third grade.
What? Why?
I had stepped on a wood chip like the summer before and went into my foot, and like my parents just took care of it. But then the summer, it was like, maybe the summer after it, anytime I stepped on that part of my foot, it hurt. So they thought part of the wood chip was in there still. Just scar tissue, but they had to go remove it.
Exploratory
surgery. Yeah. It was super quick.
Ow.
I remember, but
And, I mean, I've had my wisdom teeth out.
It's kind of like surgery.
Dude, I had my wisdom teeth out. Like, I was put completely under for it.
Me too.
I ended up getting dry sock. It's terrible. But my dad is so funny. Like, he's a, like, no bullshit kind of guy, and he, like, doesn't like doctors. I was, like, not even awake from anesthesia. And my dad was like, we're going. Like, I was, like, in the recovery room, and he was, like, helping me walk. And I was like, I don't know. And they're like, I think, sir. And he was like, got to mow the lawn. Like, you know, like,
no,
come
yeah.
on. And then I also got my tonsils removed when I was 19.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
terrible.
I'm totally
I think I
idea.
Dude, I'm telling you, don't do it. It
I
is
feel like
terrible.
I should
terrible.
Yeah, maybe no.
Seriously?
We can do it together.
No. No, it is some of the worst pain I've ever had. Don't do
but
it if you don't
you
have
don't
to.
But now you don't get fucking sore throats all the time.
No, I mean, I still get sick, but I was getting strep, like, a couple times a year.
I get tonsil stones. I don't even want to talk
See,
about
See, I get strep at least once. I've had it twice, but that's
Have
just
you all had
children.
A tonsil
no.
stone before?
Yeah, remember, that's why, part of the reason why I got them out, because, yeah, it's,
yeah.
yeah.
So, anyways,
but,
this got real intense.
Yeah. Dude, surgeries, they're crazy, but sometimes
well,
I, like, want to have surgery.
Also, our surgeries are so late.
It's like, I just, like, there's something about, like, being taken care of
yeah.
in a hospital
well,
and pain meds are, like, amazing.
It's the same thing with, like, being sick. Like, who wants to be sick? No one. But,
no.
like, you,
but
like
you
the
feel
care and
safe
yeah.
there. My sister Catherine...
to skip
this,
work.
This is crazy. My sister Catherine got bit by a brown recluse. And
did she get a hole?
Where? Yeah, on her leg. And she ended up getting MRSA from it. And they had to do surgery on her leg and cut out the necrotic tissue. And so... She, when they gave her Dilaudid, they, like, kept her awake
for
it. Looking
for stink bugs and brown recluses.
They, like, kept her awake for it, but they gave her Dilaudid and, like, numbed her. And she was, like, super drugged up, and she doesn't remember talking to me on the phone, but she just kept talking about how much she loved the hospital staff, the night staff there, and, like, how great the night staff was. And it's so funny when you're on those pain meds that you're just, like...
Yeah.
In a completely different realm.
I, after my second year of teaching, got incredibly sick. I'd been sick for like a month long, but I ended up going to the ER. It was like the last day of school. We went to bed, and that night I woke up at like 2 a.m. and I literally patted Bobby and I was like, we need to go because I couldn't breathe. It like was painful. I was like breathing in really short breaths and I was freaked out. I had thrown up. Moral of the story, I had a pneumonia essentially, but it had been going on for like a month, so it was horrible. But anyways, we went to the ER and I felt I could barely walk. Like, I was like, oh God. And I remember getting there and then they took me for an x-ray and the guy, like, I don't even think Bobby came. And he wheeled me down.
He made out with me.
No, but he was all I could remember. Like, he was the kindest soul. Like, they give you those little hospital socks with the grippies.
Yeah.
And he, like, it somehow had come off and he, like, put it back on for me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, thank you, sir. Because I was like freezing. I had a crazy high fever. And, yeah, you do. You're like just so thankful for like how kind they are. So
yeah,
shout out to hospital staff.
See, I've never had inpatient. Like all of my surgeries, like I left afterwards.
Oh, so yeah. Like you've never stayed over? Like with the appendectomy, like I went in that night and I got admitted and I went and had a room and then they did surgery the next morning and I stayed another night. Yeah, like
fun.
I was there for like.
So
yeah.
You became friends. I feel like the people on Grey's, they like become friends with.
Yeah, I mean, I was only there like 2 days, but I've also been in a couple times for kidney stones, which
the worst.
Yeah, which I was talking to a patient at work today, and she was talking about how she just had a kidney stone, and she was like, it was 10 times the pain of me giving like a natural birth. And I was like, I've passed 2 kidney stones.
So
I guess I can have a baby.
Pass those babies out. Like,
yeah, I've had 2 kidney stones.
My grandma gets them a lot.
They're
so bad.
My uncles get them.
Yeah.
I get calcium, I get tonsil stones.
You're going to get them.
Just don't get kidney stones, man.
I cannot tolerate anesthesia. Every time I've had surgery,
you throw up?
Immediately. When I got my wisdom teeth out and I like immediately threw up for 24 hours. So I was so swollen. Abby can attest.
I saw that.
I got my wisdom teeth out like 2 or 3 weeks before my junior year of high school.
Her mom set up like a bed in the living room.
Well, our couch was a pull-out couch, so she pulled it out.
It was like what's it called? Like an infirmary.
Yeah, it was. And they had like ice packs on me 24/7. Yeah, you guys came and brought me something.
Panera soup.
Yeah, probably. And oh my God. And so anyways, right before school started, you would go to orientation and get your pictures. And I had to get my picture and I was so swollen. And my mom was like, it's fine. Like I was bruised even on the outside.
Did you get both upper and lower?
Yeah, I had all 4 taken out.
Oh, I just had lower.
No,
I
had all 4. And
I was eating the next day though.
Oh no!
How did you not get the worst?
How did you not
get dry sockets?
I didn't fucking use a straw. Like,
well, I ate a hot dog the next day and got dry sockets.
A giant straw.
That HG, yeah.
What were you doing to that hot dog?
But the best part is, I was not able to get my pictures retaken, and so my junior year of high school pictures are me with a really swollen face.
No.
I was going to say,
they're in the basement.
My mom kept, like, she would have all our photos. All our photos framed. And she kept it out, and I would run and hide it. And she would, like, literally, we would, like, yell at each other. She'd be like, Kristen, get that out here. And it'd be, like, hidden in my brother's closet under all his shit.
It's great. It was a hard
good
time
times,
for
guys,
you.
Good times.
I can't do, like, Vicodin. Like, when I had the surgery, I chose to just feel the pain rather than take it.
I don't mind
Vicodin. I hate being nauseous. Nauseous, like, is...
Did you eat with it?
Yeah, I ate.
Some people
so
just
nauseous.
Don't deal well with it. I don't have problems with pain medicine. Although... When I would get morphine, I would get a similar feeling to what I... So I might be allergic to morphine. Similar feeling to what I would get when, like, I drink vodka. Like, kind of a pain in my shoulders. And so, like, I don't know. I told, like, when I had appendicitis, they gave me morphine at first. And I was like, I got this weird pain in my shoulders. Is that normal? And the nurse was like, no. And I was like, it's not really there.
I get
like,
pain in my shoulders when I have really bad gas.
Well, it was kind of like that. I don't know.
Sure it wasn't like your surgery gas? Like,
no, I hadn't had surgery yet.
Okay.
This was before they knew I had appendicitis.
I Googled it once. There are a plethora of people on online forums that also get gas in
their
shoulder.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
I have to, it's seriously
sometimes,
it's my right shoulder. Because there's something about where you're, like, your gastro
and like your gallbladder.
It's connected to your right shoulder.
Well, there's like referring pain. Like, I get pain in my...
Such an interesting episode.
Your shoulders are like a referring pain for your kidneys. And that's why, like, vodka, I don't process it well, and that's why I get shoulder pain when I drink vodka, because my kidneys are trying to process it, and I'm allergic to it.
You guys, I really want to get acupuncture, and that kind of, I feel like, relates, like, the kidneys.
Oh, I've had it done. It's great. Yeah.
Let's go, guys. And then we'll report back.
Yeah.
And on that note.
Report if you...
Go to the... My doc's on the left. Just hang on. And then,
How long has this been?
Oof, that's perfect.
Yeah. That was a lot of conversation.
So, this episode is more than just script reads. It's also...
Our surgeries.
Does anyone want to... Is there a scene we want to...
I think we should redo one more scene.
Okay.
Just for Halsey's.
Which one?
Not the hiccups with the, like...
Where is it in Safari?
Yeah. Should we do the first scene? Oh, hi,
McCoy.
No, it's Chrome.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
How dare you duck my computer? How dare you stand where he stood? Harry Potter. Anyone else? I feel like, either one with the... Maybe we should do one with just two and then one with the three. I feel like the first one would be good to redo again, but switch roles.
Okay, let's switch roles.
Okay, should we just do it? So we're going to do when Meredith and Derek meet each other for the first time, and Derek is man.
Okay, so I'm
Kristen's going to narrate.
Okay.
Let me set the scene.
We're also a glass of wine in at this point.
Can I have a little more before we start?
Yeah, maybe just like top off all of us.
Yeah.
Here, I don't want to do it over here.
Oh, yeah. It's
meanwhile, Kristen or Bree will talk about an animal that murders humans.
Oh, yeah.
Have you talked about spiders?
Oh, my God. Spiders, dude. I was looking at this. I was looking at like the scariest animals recently, actually. I was looking at this snake that literally makes you bleed out. Like, it was terrifying. And then there was this spider. With the snake one, there's no like anti-venom. So literally you just like lay there and allow yourself to bleed out. And then there was this crazy fish that looked like rocks. And if you like stood on it, like the poison would go into you. I like, these were not the most deadly, but I like fell upon like very scary deadly things. And there were like 25 of them. Oh man, they were so ugly. Have you ever seen photos of camel spiders in the Midwest or the Midwest?
Are they the really huge ones?
Yeah.
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 Not good. Not good.
Abby, you would shit your pants.
Yeah.
Not good.
What about giant stink bugs? Is that what I can't even. Oh, that was such a good... That was good. Okay, let's do a scene, and then we'll do one more, and then we need to let my dog in, because he's probably so sad.
Yeah.
He's been outside for an hour.
He's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
It's nice out.
All right, Kristen's going to narrate.
Okay. Meredith wakes up on the couch and pulls a blanket off a naked man on the floor, wrapping it around herself. She hits him with a pillow, and he grunts, waking up. He lifts up her bra.
This is...
grabbing it, smiling.
Humiliating on so many levels. You have to go.
Sitting up.
Why don't you just come back down here and we'll pick up where we left off?
No, seriously. You have to go. I'm late. Which isn't what you want to be on your first day of work, so...
So, you actually live here?
No.
Oh.
Yes, kind of.
Dressing.
Oh. It's nice. A little dusty. Odd. But it's nice. So how do you kind of live here?
I moved 2 weeks ago from Boston. It was my mother's house. I'm selling it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For what?
You said was.
Oh, my mother's not dead. She's, you know what, we don't have to do the thing.
Oh, we can do anything you want.
No, the thing. Exchange the details, pretend we care. Look, I'm going to go upstairs and take a shower, okay? And when I get back down here, you won't be here. So, goodbye,
Derek.
They shake hands.
Derek, right. Meredith.
Meredith.
Yeah.
He comes closer. She backs away.
Mm-hmm.
Nice meeting you.
Bye, Derek.
Smiling and fleeing for the stairs. Cut to Meredith leaving the house. Derek is presumably gone.
Blah, 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 shots over the city. You need to be an actress. Yeah. I'm so mad at you.
I really like sat like laughing. I'm like, right.
Why are you so good?
Thank you. That's so nice of you.
What are the points? Because obviously Brie wins.
Well, we fuck suck. You all.
Well, I don't win either.
No, but Brie wins by a landslide. Brie's at 6, we're both at 3.
Oh, tiebreaker. All right, who's better? Me or
okay, let's do it. Wait, I'm going to do a 1-2 scene. Okay. But I want to...
Don't do the Christina Izzy one because...
No, I want it to be even. Think. Hold on.
I'll find one, guys.
No, why don't you... Let's have you two do that scene again. But
I've already had 2 chances.
Okay. Yeah.
What about...
Wait, hold on. Why don't we do not the Christina Izzy?
Because there's the only one line.
Yeah, why don't we do...
What's one
George
where...
and Olivia?
No, there's one where I was someone and I had like one line.
So and like, I'll be that one line.
I think it's the... There's another Meredith and Derek
one. Yeah, there's a second one.
Should we do that one?
Yeah, do that one. Which one is that?
It is...
I know
after Viper one. Makes out. Let's do that one.
Meredith
Who
and
do you
Derek.
Have? I'll give you benefit of the doubt.
I don't care. I think Brie should choose.
Okay. Abby just played Derek, so I'm going to have Abby play Meredith, and I'm going to have Kristen play Derek, and I am going to be the narrator. Okay. And this is from episode 3, right?
How do I get out of, like, editing
this? I know. I don't know, but it's
okay,
fine.
Anyways. Okay.
I'm going to be, this is episode 3, right? I'm on the right one.
And,
okay.
And
I'm Meredith.
And I'm, no, I'm Meredith.
I'm Derek.
Yes. You're Derek. Okay.
Got it. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be
so, okay. Narrator. Ready? As Derek enters,
oh,
Jesus. Okay, let's start over.
I just feel like I am Derek. Okay. I'm Meredith. Okay.
As Derek enters,
what do you want?
You make out with patience now?
What are you, jealous?
I don't get jealous.
We had sex once.
And we kissed in an elevator.
And we kissed in an elevator once.
No, seriously. I mean, come on. Go out with me.
No.
You know, I almost died today. Yeah, I came, like,
gestures
this close. How do you feel if I died? And you didn't get a chance to go out with me.
Get over yourself already.
Come on.
It's the chase, isn't it?
What?
The thrill of the chase. I've been wondering to myself, why are you so hell-bent on getting me to go out with you? You know you're my boss. You know it's against the rules, and you know I keep saying no. It's the chase.
Well, it's fun, isn't it?
You see, this is a game to you. But not to me, because unlike you, I still have something to prove.
Leaves. Okay, I'm going to tiebreak this, but I want you to switch roles, because...
Again?
I want you to do that one again, and I want you to... Kristen, I want you to play Meredith, and Abby, I want you to play Derek, and then I'm going to point it out.
Brie, you're being so serious, and I really like it.
Okay. It's really turning me on.
Okay.
It's the wine. It's the wine.
Okay.
Okay.
As Derek enters,
what do you want?
You make out with patience now.
What, are you jealous?
I don't get jealous.
We had sex once.
And we kissed in an elevator.
And we kissed in an elevator once.
No, seriously. I mean, come on. Go out with me.
No.
You know, I almost died today. Yeah, I came like...
Gestures.
This close. How would you feel if I died? And you didn't get a chance to go out with me?
Get over yourself already.
Come on.
It's the chase, isn't it?
What?
The thrill of the chase. I've been wondering to myself, why are you so hell-bent on getting me to go out with you? You know you're my boss. You know it's against the rules. You know I keep saying no. It's the chase.
Well, it's fun, isn't it?
You see, this is a game to you, but not to me, because unlike you, I still have something to prove.
Babes.
Winner, winner. Who is it?
You gotta
I'm giving the point to Kristen.
Kristen, you sold it to me on that last line with Meredith.
Ooh,
that you had like a nice inflection there somewhere in there. That
you know,
like,
oh, that's you know where nice. I get the practice.
What?
Reading books to my kids.
Yeah.
True.
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 Abby, I'm not saying you're not worthy.
You gotta read more books.
The sad thing is about my life is that like my innermost dream is to be on a sitcom.
Well, you can still do that.
No, I lose.
No.
What would our sitcom be called?
Shitty Girls.
That's perfect.
Girls Who Drink.
You know what? I think like I try too hard.
Mm. No, I don't think so.
You don't.
You don't care.
No,
congratulations. Bree, you win.
Thank you.
And Kristen, you get second. And I get first is the worst, second is best, third is the one with the treasure chest.
No, third is the one with the hairy chest.
Kindergarten.
Hair. Oh, actually, I feel it.
Hairy chest. Abby shaves her
chest.
No.
Abby shaves her chest.
It's right there.
Oh, do you got that big long hair? You got
side note. Side note. Can I share?
Yes. Be nice about it.
Abby's a lovely, beautiful woman.
We
but occasionally, a random chest hair sprouts.
I get a neck hair.
Like
that's
a
real
plant.
Ridiculous.
Like a plant that's coming through in spring.
I can't
it just
see it. But
I see it. It's like right in that mid part, like under your chin,
oh,
but like above your sternum.
That's what I get
sternum.
Right on my mid neck.
And it's like a coarse black hair. And do you want to know how many times I've pulled it? Too many. That's how it is.
Jake won't pull it out.
Do you know what I got her for a
you
gift?
Use a tweezer, right?
Yeah, but
I bought
can't
her
see
tweezers
it.
Because she didn't have any. She tried to
yeah.
cut it with fucking scissors.
No, never.
No,
you gotta
I
pluck
use
the
nail
root.
Clippers.
Same thing.
I know, but they're like, so Jake won't do it for me, and it's in a spot where like.
Why? That is a loving
I can't
husband.
See it, and it's hard to get with your nails.
Yeah.
That's the bug.
Well, so, I get really nervous that I already have chin hairs and neck hairs, and I'm not even in menopause. I'm like, what am I going to look like when I'm my mother's age? Like,
beautiful.
A werewolf.
Well, we should end this before we relay too many truths.
It's fine. Nobody cares.
It's real.
No one listens
people
to
have
this.
but someone should call time of death still.
Not
oh.
me. Guys, not me.
Because the
I'll call time
much.
Of death.
Yeah, Bree.
Okay, so 12... 1 is 13, 2 is 14. Oh, 18. Okay. Time of... What?
I think you should just say a number. No one's gonna
know. That's true. Time of death, 18, 42.